Welcome to the Lance Wall Now Show. I'm so glad to be back with you again today. I have Mercedes sitting over here in our unique interview configuration format.
This is old school. This is the OG arrangement until I got booted off the stage.
Where it all began. But we have back with us Pastor Shirley, because ever since we had the Trump Doral Super Health Summit and Wellness Summit, we had such phenomenal breakthrough. I want to, you know, sometimes we don't talk about these events afterward, and it's a mistake, because I'm telling you, everybody that went to that event, it's very seldom you do a conference. People say, thank you. It's like, they appreciate the conference. They liked it. They don't thank you for it. But this was so interesting. They valuable. They thanked me. And Pastor Shirley was along with Jordan Rubin and Dr. Goodman and Dr. Crandall. The docs all developed these cult followings. People like love them. They're following them. They're checking up on them. And we've had a lot of feedback on you, Pastor Shirley, because you were helping us to formulate what we're looking for as a answer to the question, how can believers live a level 10 life? That's a life of convergence. How do we take care as we get older of our physical bodies so that they're operating at peak capacity as we get older? And you've given us some incredible testimonies. And so I'm constantly contacting you to say, well, what's new? What's, because the people that received the therapies that we did at the event, they literally have the doctors administrate them. We're finding results. Are we getting results? How long ago was that, Mercedes? When did we do that?
That was
conference?
Only like 5 weeks ago. And I hear what you're saying. I think, too, it would be great if you defined what the level 10 life is. So it's like, what is that? For people who maybe aren't familiar with your teaching on level 10 living, right? You talk about John 10:10.
All right. I'll do that. Pastor Shirley, you get ready for testimony. I want to hear updates. Updates on wild stories, what people are experiencing. I'll go over to the board, I guess. All right. I'll go to the board. Hi, everyone. We're in the new studio over here. We have different studios. So the level 10 matrix is this idea of ultimate regeneration. The Bible talks about the word regeneration. It's used twice, curiously enough. Once of spiritual regeneration by the Holy Spirit, which is when the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit and makes it new, and you're completely born again of the Spirit. The second time the word is used of regeneration, and this is so cool because it's used twice, it refers to when Jesus makes a new heaven and a new earth. The entire earth, it's still earth, but it's all new. It's purified. It's made new. It's regeneration. Is it possible that you can have spiritual regeneration and that there's an element or a dimension of renewing your mind and renewing your own body, kind of like a physical regeneration for your health? Here's the level 10 matrix. It's kind of a simple idea. If you took, Carl, is this right? Is the x-axis go like that and the y-axis goes like that? Yep, my son's got, so thumbs up. The x-axis is, here's a level 10. Here's like, you know, a one. Huh? Oh, it's the other way? Oh, misheard me. Okay, this is the y-axis and this is the x-axis. Don't want to mess that up. All right, so you got your y-axis here. So on your y-axis, x-axis, you've got a 1, 5, 10. This can refer to several different things. It can refer to, on this axis over here, we frequently are looking for something that has to do with, let's go with clarity as a characteristic. You know what you're after, you know what you want, you know the results. Over here, we might put the word skill. And this would describe, do you have the ability? You might be really clear that you want to make money, but you might not have the skill to do it. You might be really clear that you want to have a ministry that impacts the world. You may not be able to have the skill to do it. You might have, curiously enough, you might have the skill, but not have the clarity, in which case, look at this. You could be like at a level, a high level skill and ability, but you're not really sure what you're doing and how to do it consistently. So you could end up with some people with a level on your calling or in your life, or how about this? We're gonna take a look at the idea of your physical life in today's broadcast. Physical life. So in terms of that, are you clear as to what constitutes level 10 lifestyle as you're aging? What do you need cardiovascularly? What do you need in terms of exercise? What do you need in terms of nutrition? What do you need in terms of the internal climate of your blood, your cells? That's where we're going to go today. People are cooking their organs. They literally are acidic, or their body's out of balance. But if you're operating with enough clarity as what to do, do you have the ability to do it? Do you have access to the technology? So here's what I look at. Level 10 in any area, physical, spiritual, or emotional, comes around when you're actually in the place where you're clear on what your strategy is, and you're capable of skillfully doing the strategy. And if you don't have the skill, who do you know that does have the skill? So this level 10 area here is the ultimate area of what I would call is the ultimate renewal. The renewing of the mind, Mercedes was just talking about it, the renewing of the heart, and the renewing of the body. If you're in what we call the convergence zone, that's where you're doing the thing that God created you to do. Most people don't get there till they're past, 50 on the Western Hemisphere. But if you're doing what God called you to do, you realize there's only a couple of things that could take you out of the freedom to do that. Strangely enough, one of them is governments. If you're locked up, the Apostle Paul, Watchman Nee, various saints through the ages, hindered from what they were doing because of government restraint, keeping them from the assignment they had of preaching and silencing them and locking them up. Physically, you could be locked up in another way. You could have all the freedom in the world, but your body isn't keeping up with your calling. That's why I'm going to this whole health focus this year, because we're going to swing states. We're going to furiously run through the country this year doing a lot of spiritual ministry and a lot of work. But if we don't have the physical capacity to do it, we're not going to make it. Level 10 matrix is about how do you operate at that capacity. I need Pastor Shirley to help me understand with clarity what's the strategy that is producing the most impact for people my age. I also want to know, what do I got to do? What's the skill level? What do I have to do? And then who do I have to partner with that has the ability to deliver to me the matrix, what I'm going to need for the physical clarity? Does that make sense? So let me go over to Pastor Shirley now and ask the question again. People that have actually been listening to what we're talking about with clarity, taking action with the right team, talking to the right people, moving in the direction of optimizing their physical life, we're seeing nearly, I don't want to call it miraculous, but it's like, because it's scientific, but we're getting results we've never seen before. So Shirley, what's the update since 5 weeks now with the people we've been working with?
Oh my, the testimonies are rolling in. We are seeing things that are just absolutely extraordinary. They fall into the line of miraculous. As I am hearing testimonies come in, as they're coming in by text and I'm receiving phone calls, this one person, he had dealt with a debilitating disease. There had been an attack upon his body, major breakdown. As we want to share with you, this was major degeneration in his body. For 20 years, the doctors had put a diagnosis on his body, and yet he said yes to the level 10 matrix. And after 20 years of being bound to a wheelchair, unable to express emotion, the only emotion he was expressing was negative emotion. He received the level 10 matrix. He is now out of a wheelchair. Did you hear that? Out of a wheelchair, experiencing life. His wife is stating he has positive emotion for the first time in 20 years. The doctors had told him there was no hope. There was no way out of this. He would continually spiral out of control. But yet he said yes to level 10 matrix. And now it was as though his body experienced an entire reset. His body is now turning things on to the place of the body regenerating, the body receiving what it needs through frequencies, through all of these things that are taking place. I love to call it the secretones, because that's one of the words that they were using from one of the scientists. He said it's like the body receiving a major reset. And then I had another call come in. There was a lady that dealt with very similar things that I did, had gone through cancer, stage 4 cancer with metastasis all over the body. She had already had an ileostomy, already had a nephrostomy. And 4 days after the therapy, her kidneys began to work and function. She began to have normal urine output. And this was miraculous, so extraordinary, because there had been a tumor that had kept the ureter from working properly. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but whenever you can't go and you can go, this is a miracle. These are things that are continually coming in. I received another word from a man and his son, and the son said, my dad has dealt with problems with his mind. He could not remember things. His recall was not there. My dad was like a zombie just walking through life. And now he said, my dad is experiencing life again. He's able to communicate after not being able to communicate. 84-year-old man now has received a major regeneration, a reset in his body. He said, my dad's brain fog is gone, or his dad's stating, I can actually think again. Another report came in, a lady, she said that the doctors had told her she had a fatty liver and that there was nothing that they could do. Now she goes back to her same doctor and the doctor said, what have you done? And she said, well, I made a decision to receive level 10 matrix. Why? He said, because you no longer have a fatty liver. She said, how could this be? I said, my goodness, this is a major reset in the body. When our bodies are turning from a place of degeneration to a place of regeneration, this is an opportunity that we have been given today to experience that level 10 lifestyle, to go into that place of turning the body into a place of regeneration through receiving a product that now I love to call God's medicine, because it's able to be delivered into the body as I received it as well. And many, many, many others have received this, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people now. And to see the body's ability to just turn on this place of regeneration.
Yeah.
3 days after therapy, I received another call and a lady says, I'm able to get out of my scooter. I'm able to walk. I was able to walk to the bathroom. Wow.
Well, and I mean, Pastor Shirley, you have your own testimony. And like, I know we have before and after slides too, of where you were before in your own journey with the level 10 matrix. And so I don't know if we want to show some of those slides, but, and you could talk a little bit about that, but it's like, not only do we have these testimonies coming in from actual Lance Wallnau show watchers, people that came to our health and wellness summit. I mean, these are people that are actually...
Yeah, these are people that I do selfies with.
Yes.
You know, pray for me. It's all right, come to the summit. All right, walk us through that picture. Go back to the swollen belly. What are we looking at here on the upper left?
My liver had calcified from cancer. And this was at a time whenever the doctors had put a label on me, stage 4 end stage cancer with metastasis all over my body. And they were pulling fluid from me. You can see in the lower left-hand corner, they were just continually pulling fluid off of my body because my body was shutting down. My organs were not working properly. My organs were not filtering. And I wound up with an abdomen that was hard as a rock. And yet, medical science told me that there was no way that my body would ever regenerate. That they said, once the liver calcifies, it's not going to be able to regenerate. Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm not the doctor. I just know whenever I said yes to level 10 matrix and God would just turn my body's ability to regenerate on. And now my liver has totally regenerated. It's so what a process.
Back to those pictures. I just want to make sure I understand each frame there, because I'm gonna get familiar with your story. We're gonna tell it a lot. Your husband is there.
Yes.
That's that good-looking guy in the middle there with the mustache and everything like that. Now, you guys are pastoring at this time?
Yes.
So you got a church.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you look like you're dying of cancer while you're pastoring a church. Your husband's walking through this with you.
Yes.
Now, over on the right. What's that picture there? Is that you checking in before your stomach swells out, or is it you checking out, or what's going on
there? That was actually a later picture It will actually, that was one of the pictures that they took of me at another time whenever I was in the hospital. I don't have the exact date, but that was after we were experiencing some turnaround. We began to experiencing some regeneration. My abdomen began to respond.
All right, so this was
But I was still in my journey.
This is when you got the therapy, right? This is after the therapy you started getting better?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I was on my way out, but yet not fully recovered. It took me about 6 months of the process of my body having die off and my body beginning to regenerate. But to see how my abdomen turned around, to see my organs, not only my liver began to function again, my kidneys began to function, my heart began to function properly, my mind began to function because my mind was not firing properly. I couldn't recall things. And in fact, I had been to a point where I'd always been very sharp mentally, and I got to a point where I couldn't remember my husband's name.
Isn't that scary?
Yes, it was very scary.
I mean, there's brain fog, and then there's a different level. I mean, you were saying even like you couldn't remember the combination to the vehicle that you've had for like, I don't know, 10 years. Yes. You couldn't remember the combination. And so it's like even like brain, and that's part of your testimony. We have that on the level10matrix.com website, is that you really experienced like brain fog clearing up.
All right, so let's go into, you have a video. Tell me about the video that you got.
Well, there's a video, and this is a video based upon different lifestyles. And people will choose one lifestyle or another. And we do this based upon our day-to-day decisions, what we decide to put into our mouth, what type of lifestyle that we choose to live. Are we going to live a healthy lifestyle? Will we live a degenerated lifestyle? And so these are decisions that we make along our journey. So it shows the same man and the decisions that he makes along the way and the decisions on where we can wind up. So I would love to be able to go to that and actually show the
people. You can narrate it while we play it, unless there's, I haven't seen it yet.
What will your last 10 years look like? Will you be quick enough for a game of tag with your grandchild? Strong enough to embrace every moment? Will you grow old with vitality? Or get old with disease? It's time to decide.
Wow, that's compelling.
Well, and for people on the podcast, it was like two different versions of a person, like juxtaposed. So one's like in a wheelchair, another one's on a bicycle. But you know, I think it's such an interesting clip because like, I know like Lance runs so hard. He's like, I don't know if you want me to give your age out, but you're like 67 and you're out there 250 days a year traveling. We've got the Courage Tour coming up. You know, it's like there are different types of lifestyles. And then I know other people your age that they've just agreed with, this is my life now. Constant pain is my life. You know, like it said, can you play tag with your kids? You can have the energy to get up, play with your grandkids. They just make these micro agreements with like a wrong way of thinking. And I think that that's why when we talk about level 10 wellness and the level 10 matrix, that it is all about regenerative health. I mean, it's powerful.
That's right. Many people just do everything in life to manage the decline. But this is an opportunity to invest in an incline, to invest in the regeneration of our body. Because all of us know, if we could we just go to one of the charts?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that we have a chart.
I think it's 16.
We got them all numbered.
Yes,
16?
With the baby.
16.
Let's go to 16. This one educated me in terms of
the mesenchymal stem cells.
Yeah, I can never pronounce it right. Mesenchymal cells. Okay, so what are we looking at here? Podcast people, we got a picture of a teenager, a 30-year-old, a 50-year-old, and an 80-year-old. Now we're going to explain to you what makes them different.
And the newborn.
So we start off with the newborn. So whenever we were born, we had one in every 10,000 cells were literally the level 10 matrix. And then by the time that we reach the age of a teenager, we have one in every 100,000 cells, which are these incredible stem cells that we were born with in our body. By the time that we reach the age of 30, we have one in every 250,000 cells or stem cells. By the time that we reach the age of 50, we're looking at one in every 400,000 cells or stem cells. And by the time that we reach the age of 80, now we have one in every 2,000,000 cells or stem cells. Mm. So that's the reason why we were born and we just grew so fast. By the time that we were a teenager, we were able to run, play. We played hard. We lived off of junk food and very little sleep, but continually bounced back because we had so many stem cells. But by the time that we reached the age of 30 and 40 and 50 and 60, we began to experience some breakdowns in our body. And many of us began to notice, I'm not bouncing back like what I used to. My recall is not there. Oh, I'm experiencing some brain fog. I need a cup of coffee so that I could actually think straight. My body's not properly working. Then by the time you reach the age of 80, a lot of people are just stating, oh my goodness, I don't know what's happened to me. My entire body feels like it just broke down. I can't seem to get well. My bones are not healing as fast. And then so many people were left with lingering effects of COVID. And they said, I don't know what's happened, but I've not been able to bounce back since that attack on my body.
I think that's the category I was in.
I definitely know there's a lot of people in the comments right now that are hearing us talk about just the power of level 10 matrix. And they're saying, what is it? How do we get a hold of it? Where can I find this? And so I just want to make sure we pause and just address that in the comments. But if you want to learn more, you could go to level10matrix.com and you could sign up there. You'll get a call from our medical team. But also, I want to tell you, there is a webinar that's going to be right after you go ahead and you say, yes, tell me more. I want to learn more. There's a webinar right on the next page that Pastor Shirley's done. Lance is going to be a part of it. And it is going to answer every single question that you have. And not only are we doing that, but we also have an ebook on that screen. So you can click and download it. And every single question that you have that you would want to call Pastor Shirley up, because she's getting these calls. Like, I mean, so many of you reached out after the last broadcast. We thought we have to bring Pastor Shirley back. She's literally getting phone calls and she's saying, we've got to do a webinar. We've got to make sure people know that the book's out there that you can download and all your questions are going to be asked. So you'll be much more informed by the time you get on the phone with Pastor Shirley and her team. Most of your questions are going to be answered. So I just wanted to drop that in there as we're talking and you're going through testimonies. I just want to make sure we get it in because I'm imagining the last time we did this, the comment section was just like and just blew up. So
that's right.
Yes.
And the medical staff were saying, wait a minute, they've got to have a little bit more information because it's taken us a long time to explain. So this is definitely an opportunity for people to be blessed and to have the place and the opportunity, the resources, the alignment to live that level 10 lifestyle.
Tell the story. We only have 3 minutes, but tell the story about your recent trip into a lab because there's a science, you know, when I wave my hand in front of doors and, you know, I do that with little kids. I try to tell them I have supernatural power and the door opens up because it picks up on my hand. But there are frequencies, there are signals that could be sent that signal response. And I really believe that healthy cells have an effect on unhealthy cells in terms of the how they signal at a certain frequency activity. Tell the story about what you discovered.
Well, there was a scientist that I ran into, and I actually met him at one of our labs. And as he began to share with me, he said, Shirley, we took a slide of cells from an 80-year-old, and they were jagged. They were out of order. Yes, they were not like we would like to see in a healthy cell. So they were broke down. You could see the degeneration in the cells. And then they took the level 10 matrix cells and they put them on the same slide, not touching, just within the vicinity. And they could see the cells of the 80-year-old begin to change shape, begin to take on the frequencies released from the level 10 matrix cells. And it brought restoration, regeneration, even to the point of changing the shape. And you could tell that the cells of the 80-year-old were taking on the life and the frequencies from the level 10 matrix. Yeah. I thought that was so extraordinary because that's what I felt like took place in my body when I received the level 10 matrix. I went from major breakdown, major degeneration, to now seeing my body would take on a new frequency. It was like getting a reset in my body and now to live life and to live life to the fullest. Amen.
I love that.
Well, I would love to see, by the way, I really want to see that. Wouldn't you guys like to see that real time slide? Like here's the left, here's the right. And over time, watching the influence of one on the other. Mm. Mercedes, where can people go to find out more? Because we're going to get bombarded with questions at the airport about what to do. So
at the airport? Are you getting questions at the airport?
I get stopped by people. What about this? So explain to people what they need to do.
Yeah, so obviously, we said it earlier, so if you're just tuning in out, but go to level10matrix.com. Go ahead, put your information in, said, yes, I want to find out more. And on the very next page, there's a in-depth webinar. Pastor Shirley's going to answer every single question you have, because I know right now people are thinking, what is it? Where do I get it? You know, it's like we live in the age of, you know, post, you know, 2020, so we have all sorts of medical questions. We are our own advocates. So go and get informed, watch the webinar, download the ebook that is right there on the next page. That answers a ton of questions. And then it's time to get in contact with Pastor Shirley, our medical team, and take the next step. So you can check it out, level10matrix.com. And Pastor Shirley, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to share this message of hope, a message of regeneration, because the rest of your life really can be the best of your life. Because healing and regeneration have been encoded into our DNA. And this is an opportunity to live that level 10 lifestyle now.
Well, I'm encouraging all of you to put your questions down in the comments section and make sure that you take action. Because the time to do it is now, not when you're in a crisis. But right now, because I've got some friends of mine. I know that we're out of time here, but I have friends of mine that have found that they didn't have a particular pain or problem they were trying to resolve. They simply wanted to invest in a greater quality of life. And what's interesting is some of them just like it's 2 weeks now, some of them are 4 weeks, but there's a time period there, isn't there? Like what's the average time period for people to begin to notice? Mercedes comes back after her first, matrix experience and says, went to the eye doctor and they changed my prescription. I go, oh, really? He goes, no, it's weird. My sight improved. You think it might be? I said, well, what did you do differently? He said, nothing except that therapy. I mean, now they're changing my prescription. I thought, what a unique problem to have. But I mean, how many weeks is it usually for people to see noticeable?
Normally with most people, it's going to be around 90 days. But we have people that they're experiencing things within 24 hours. And some within even shorter time than that. And the testimonies continue to roll in. But we don't want people to be discouraged if they're not feeling things, because this really is an opportunity just to experience regeneration. And we have people that are calling in and saying, I don't know, I just sense an overall sense of well-being. I just feel better. I just feel like my mind's working better.
Well, that's the one that I got right now. And she was interested in a solution for her wrist because she works with a beautician and she's got to have surgery. And that's when I said to her, I said, you know, I'm sorry I didn't think about this before. You really need to look into this. So she went ahead and did this. And she said she's still got the surgery schedule. I said, well, when did you do the therapy? She goes, well, 2 weeks ago. She said, but I'll tell you, I have absolute confidence that the recovery time is going to be radical because I can't afford to wait for the surgery because it took me so long to get it set up. But I already can feel the vitality, the clarity, the energy, and the mobility I've got is every indication that I'm going to have a rapid recovery. Yeah. As
Absolutely.
You said, I can almost guarantee that.
And
so I can tell you, in 2 weeks, I already noticed a difference, but it's not going to make me cancel that. So I said, all right, well, there's a whole sliding scale of experience here, isn't there?
Right. Don't wait until you're sick. Yeah. Don't wait until something breaks down. This is an opportunity to live life to the fullest as God made it available for every believer. And all of these things are here for us. All we have to do is say, yes, I want to live a better life.
Amen, amen, amen. Level10matrix.com. The one thing I'm talking about is convergence. I was traveling once to Thailand. I'll never forget this. When I was going to Thailand, and there was this great preacher that was with me, and he had to stop traveling because of a heart condition. And I thought, oh, my God. I remember a fear came over me then, and I said, I never want to get to the point where I'm not a young man building a ministry, but I'm an old man experiencing a lifetime of labor. Now it's the time for the fruit of it, and I can't do it. Cheon, by the way, my pastor friend, same thing with Romero Pena, same thing with Perry Gaspar. I've got three peers of mine, they're all in the same age group, that all heard the Lord say, the harvest is ripe. This is your finest hour. Get your body in shape or you're going to miss it. And it was like a warning. It wasn't like a curse. Obviously, we're word of faith people. But it was like, you've got the race of your life. It's about, the gun's about to go off. Don't start getting in shape when the gun goes off. Get in shape. All of them is slimmed down. They're all working on different things that are putting them in position to run. That's why I've got the broadcast for you. This is your hour to run. The last days isn't a time of trauma. It's a time of harvest. Jesus said, the harvest is the end of the world. Not the Antichrist, but the harvest. So level10matrix.com. Take care of you so that your calling can take care of itself. All right, so we're going to look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.